Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you today?
Morena. You know, just tracking on in level four.
I do know. I think we're all...
Yes, we all are.
We're all, you know, just doing what we can at the moment, eh?
That's right. That's right.
What have you been reading, though? I guess that's getting a lot of people through right now.
Of course. I have recently read over... the weekend, I Laugh Me Broken by Bridget van der Zijp. She is a New Zealand author. This is published by Victoria University Press. And it's about a woman, her name's Ginny. She's 36. She's engaged and she is recently connected with the family of her dead mother. And her cousin has told her that her family have the gene for the neurodegenerative disease Huntington's. And if you don't know much about that, but it's passed through family genes and you have a 50% chance, 50-50 chance of having it, but there's this test that you can take to find out whether you have it. So I think people with this, the genetic genes, find that they're suspended while they're waiting to find out whether they actually should know and how they should live their life onwards. But with this news on board, Ginny heads to Berlin on this writing trip. She's researching a sea captain called Count von Luttner.
Ooh.
And she moves into a flat with strangers and does what many other authors do in this situation. She doesn't write or really research. And she distracts herself with this quite rich surrounding cast of vagrants and flatmates and people she stumbles across on her travels. But however, this, she can't hide too much from this thing she's trying to run away from. Constant questions come to her, time wasting, DNA inheritance, and she's immersed in the history of Germany, coming back to Hitler years of sterilization and inherited diseases and what would happen to people with that earlier on. The writing's really great. She has these tangible lines of description. I've got a couple here. I dropped into a nearby bar and asked for a schnapps, expecting to get a glass of clear liquid with a pipe cleaning effect on my throat.
And
she has a flatmate that she gets on really well with, but they've got this mysterious flatmate that they never see. And Florian was in the kitchen. It was almost a shock to see him there, like coming home to find the possum that had been living in your ceiling now sitting at your table. So it's quite funny.
Yeah, and this is fantastically engaging language.
That's right. And it captures the beauty of something we're not able to do right now, that fate and freedom of travel, stumbling across strangers, having no plans, people watching on the subway, catching the bus to a mysterious town. And entwined in this is the humour of language, learning a different language, dating, digital communication, and all of this is happening, but meanwhile Ginny's fiance Jay is just waiting at home while she's on this research trip and not really staying in touch with him.
Oh, bless so Jay.
I know, poor Jay. And it's mostly set in 2019, so as the reader we know things are about to change also.
Yes.
So by putting herself in Berlin, which I think is quite a like melting pot of people, you know, in the space of before they go and do something real, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't hope that's not a
no shade to any Berliners or ex-Berliners listening, but no, I think there's definitely a thing, especially in New Zealand, people go to Berlin, work out a few things about themselves, and then maybe come back with some ideas for making or writing or something like that.
You can try out a little bit of a different lifestyle for a while because time changes. Maybe you work a little bit less and it's cheaper and all of that stuff. But she's suspended in time and reality from her home. Also, another interesting thing that she comes through is how Berlin is a space for refugees as well, and they're also in that, that suspended time. And I feel suspended in time right now, waiting for something to happen. So it felt really reflective to me. And it's ultimately quite a gentle novel.
That's nice.
And actually a love story in the end. But I think it's kind of funny.
Sounds great.
You know, you know how you, because I recently watched 50%, which was Lillian Hanley's Loading Docks documentary, and it's funny how you watch something like that, which is about Huntington disease, and that same dilemma, should I have that test? And then one, you know, just like a couple of weeks later, you stumble across something quite similar, and that all seems kind of connected.
Yeah. Mm. I would love to read this, not just because I really enjoyed Lillian's documentary and like you, now I am quite intrigued by the whole concept, but also it just sounds like, as you say, a gentle book, an interesting and thoughtful book about, that kind of like changing time in somebody's life.
Yeah, and capturing also, you know, she's 36 as well, which is, I guess, like a little bit older in the imaginings of what this like overseas experience would be like. But you sort of, you imagine if I just dropped everything and then popped up somewhere. How would that be? So I really enjoyed it. It was just so easy for this wild time. Yeah.
Remind us of the title and the author.
It's called I Laugh Me Broken, Bridget van der Zijp. Published by Victoria University Press. It's $30, and in terms of getting it, it will be available just after level three kicks in, because it's all sitting in a warehouse in Auckland.
Fantastic. So pre-order that one, and it'll be something to look forward to. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jenna. Hope you're doing well. We miss you in the studio.
So nice to hear your voices. I miss you guys too.
Likewise. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Monday, and we'll just cross our fingers for some positive news this afternoon, eh?
I'm even crossing my hair strands. It's all crossed.
Everything is crossed. Hey, cheers, Jenna. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, take care.
Take care. Bye. Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads
with Jenna.